Now, on the line, I have Jill Brennan, Chief Executive of the Celiac Society of Ireland. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Good morning, and thanks very much for having me on.
Absolutely delighted, because, and I tell you why, you actually hit on something that is a bit of a bugbear of mine. You're asking GPs to tick the box, as you might say, for blood tests, for just to make sure, you know, to identify undiagnosed patients, celiac sufferers. And the reason I say it's a bit of a bugbear of mine is that this goes across the board with a lot of different issues or problems that arise, that when blood tests are taken, they often just check for certain things that they're looking for. They don't do a broad spectrum look at it.
I think that can be said. Indeed, Michael, it can be said in relation to, I suppose, somebody who might present at their GP with a history of the symptoms of celiac disease, or somebody who is suffering from a gluten intolerance. Yes, it is something I think that GPs might overlook because it's not top of mind for them. They forget that the symptoms that that celiacs suffer from, like bloating, diarrhea, excessive gas, wind pain or abdominal pain, weight loss and migraines, can all be traced back to somebody who is suffering or is living with celiac disease but doesn't actually know it. And it is a very serious autoimmune disorder. I mean, the digestion of gluten can damage the small intestine for people who are undiagnosed. And we reckon that there's probably about 1 in 100 people worldwide, and that equates to probably about 48,000 people in Ireland currently who are celiac, and a majority of which are not diagnosed simply because the GP forgets or doesn't think immediately that if I just check that box in the blood test, we'll be able to find out very quickly whether or not this person has the markers for gluten intolerance.
Yeah, and I was just reading your press release on this, and I suppose it makes total sense, but you know, to the layman, you forget these things, that somebody who suffers from celiac disease, I'm correct in saying this, is that they don't actually extract the nutrients that they should be.
That's right. What happens when a person who has celiac disease, when they eat gluten, the body sees that as a threat. And because it's an autoimmune disease, it means the immune system kicks in to dispose of that threat. So what it does then in its efforts to try and get rid of the threat is that the immune system actually attacks itself. It attacks the small fibres in our intestine that helps us absorb nutrients. The damage to these fibres means that a person who has celiac can't absorb the nutrients that they need properly. So if it's left untreated and nothing is done about it, this can actually lead to other autoimmune disorders. You're talking the likes of type 1 diabetes, anemia, osteoporosis. In women especially, it's a big issue because it can lead to infertility and miscarriage. Then it can also lead to things like epilepsy, migraine, and in some cases MS. And for children in particular, it can lead to stunted growth. And in a small number of cases, at the extreme end of the spectrum, it can lead to intestinal cancers, like small bowel lymphomas and Hodgkin's lymphoma. So what we're saying is that just routinely check the box on the blood test script, if it comes back with the markers for celiac disease, then you have to go for a small biopsy to actually confirm that it is that. It's not the end of the world, and that's what we're trying to tell people, that if you are celiac or you find that you have an intolerance to gluten, a high intolerance to gluten in your life, it is not the end of the world. While gluten may seem to be everywhere in the foods that we eat, really there is such a broad spectrum of gluten-free foods now that are currently in the market that it isn't the end of the world, and you can still enjoy your food and you can still go out to enjoy your food.
Now, and I say this quite a lot. I spent 34 years in the retail business, so I know that over the last number of years there have been quite...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Now I can.
Sorry, I was probably sitting a bit too far back. I'm too relaxed. That's it. But I've spent 34 years in the retail business, and I know, you know, over the last number, the last 20 years, how the increase in what you might call free from products have become available on the market.
Now, free from can, in some regards, be a little bit misleading, in particular for people with celiac disease. Free from may actually include other items that you may actually be allergic to as well. So it's very important to look for the products that actually say that they are gluten-free, or in particular, products that carry the trademark, the cross-grain licensing symbol. And that is a symbol that is available, that producers apply for, and they are put through rigorous testings for both the product itself and the manufacturing facility. And I think people who are looking to make sure or be absolutely certain that the product that they are eating is free from gluten and not produced in any environment that has gluten present, they should be looking for products with the cross-grain symbol. Now, that's not to say that other products that say that they are free from gluten are not right to eat. The best way of actually knowing which products are right to eat for you is to use our food list. Now, we produce a food list on an annual basis here for the members of the Celiac Society of Ireland, and that lists over probably 4,000 or 5,000 products in it that celiacs can eat safely, that we have actually certified, we have looked at, audited and reviewed as safe to eat for celiacs. And that's available currently to our members, and you can look a bit more about that and joining the society on celiac.ie. That's www.coeliac.ie.
And I believe early next month, is it, or later this month, you're going to be holding a fair.
That's right. It's a food fair. For want of a better word, it's a food fair. And it's our annual gluten-free living show. It's taking place in the Red Cow Warren Hotel on Saturday the 6th of October from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There's a cut price parking on the site as well, for all day parking for €4. Of course, it's accessible by bus and Lewis and by road. And we're going to have a variety of food producers, both large and small, at the show. We're also delighted this year to have a phenomenal sponsorship from SuperValu, who are going to be handing out goodie bags with vouchers off gluten-free products and gluten-free products in the bag as well for people to test and try. It's one of the events we hold annually, Michael, that our members absolutely love coming to. They know it's a place where they're going to be safe to eat what they want. There are plenty of tasting stands, lots of demonstrations and loads of information on how to live a healthy life while also eliminating gluten from your diet for your own medical reasons.
I think it's a great idea, particularly for maybe mommy and daddy who their son or daughter has the problem and they don't know anything about it, and it gives them an opportunity to get out there and learn more about it and see in practical terms what's available out there for them.
Exactly. So it's great for mommy and daddy, yes, to see what products are out there that they can actually still provide a healthy food regime for their children. But for children in particular, we have a specific section of the day and of the arena is cordoned off for our Kids Cook Academy. That Kids Cook Academy is a great opportunity for kids to learn more about the products that they can eat and the foods that they can eat safely without making them sick. And that Kids Cook Academy is really, really helpful for children. It's sponsored by McCambridge's. They get to make their own happy plate. They get to learn about more yummy celiac-friendly foods that they can eat. And what's more, they get a goodie bag. And what kid doesn't like a goodie bag?
Well, that's it. And I can remember many years ago, it was a bit of a boring life having that disease. That it was difficult to get foods that you wanted to eat.
They were tasty, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And it was up to a couple of years ago, all right. But I think the demand is out there now, and for celiacs, it's kind of a double-edged sword in that an awful lot of people sometimes say, oh, I live a gluten-free life because it's the lifestyle choice that I have decided on. And in some regards, if you go in and say, oh, I'm gluten-free in a restaurant, that can be problematic because they kind of don't take you seriously. However, if you go in and say you're a celiac and that you could actually be physically harmed by anything eating anything that has gluten in it, that can actually sometimes put more emphasis on the restaurateur or the cafe to actually pay attention to what you're saying. However, the other side of it is that people who are saying they are now want gluten-free products means that there's now a dearth, a huge variety of choice on the market for celiacs. And but knowing which products are really safe for celiacs as opposed to ones that are not so safe for celiacs is something that can really only be done through the use of our food list and looking out for that cross-grain licensing symbol as well.
And the other thing it's done, because I remember, once again, I remember years ago working in stores and we only had kind of a 4-foot section in a 20,000 square foot store products for, you know, that were gluten free. Now, a lot of these things have come more into the mainstream. There's far more
Absolutely.
Products and the price has come down. The price of
Absolutely, it has. And that is something, again, that we have noticed. In particular, our sponsor this year for the Gluten-Free Living Show, Super Value, they have an entire aisle practically devoted to gluten-free products and free-from products. And it's the same with the other major manufacturer producer retailers in the country as well, supermarkets in the country. But the choice now is really excellent. And again, it's about just making for our members knowing the products that they can eat and that are safe for them. The food list is great for that, as well as the cross grain symbol, and getting in touch with us as well. We're very happy to have members call us, or even anybody who's not a member to call us, to discuss more the options that are out there for them. And membership of the society brings a lot of benefits, and one of those being the peace of mind of knowing that there is somebody there to call 5 days a week if they do have an issue, or they can contact us via our Facebook page as well.
And tell me this, if I'm mammy or daddy and I want to know a bit more about this, where can I get that information? What's your website or a phone number I can contact you on?
Okay, well, the website is www.celiac.ie, and that's celiac, celiac.ie. And the telephone number here in the office is a Dublin number, 01-872-1471. And you can contact us between the hours of 9 and 5, Monday to Friday. And of course, we're on the website anytime you want. And there's a Facebook site as well, Celiac Ireland.
I know, I sound, and only when I said it, I realised that I sound like a real old fogey saying mammy or daddy, because that's not really fair. A lot of young people are out there looking for information themselves.
Indeed, whatever information anybody is concerned about in relation to, we are the only society in Ireland that offer patient support and provide medical advice in relation to people who think they may be living with celiac disease currently and need to get tested, or people who think they may be celiac, or people who are already diagnosed with celiac. We would say it's a very simple process to get diagnosed if you're concerned. Get the GP to tick that box on the blood test script the next time you're in. It is a simple blood test. If they then show up the markers, it's a small biopsy, and to constantly remember, it is not the end of the world if you're diagnosed with celiac. In fact, it can be the opening up of a whole new range of foods that you didn't even know was there, and a completely different way of living your life, which is also healthy for you.
And indeed, getting a diagnosis is often the start of a new life, of a start of a really good life, where you had been suffering before, not knowing what was wrong with you. At least now you know what's wrong with you and you can actually deal with it.
Exactly, Michael. That's it in a nutshell. The well-being aspect of actually getting diagnosed means it's a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. You have an answer for why you've been feeling so bad and why you can't eat certain things, or you feel so bad after eating certain foods. And it just means that you have peace of mind then going forward, knowing that you can actually feel good on a day-to-day basis without having any fear or be living in fear of what I eat next is going to hurt me. And that's exactly where the society comes in, providing support for people who may be new to living with celiac disease, or maybe people who want to see what else is out there on the market now, who may have been living with it for years and didn't even know we existed. But we are here to support everybody across all walks of life and all ages, from across every stage of living with celiac disease.
Jill, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you for enlightening us on celiac disease. And also, I wonder what we can do to actually promote and maybe spur GPs on to actually take more tests of blood. Actually, it may be a thing that we all should be going for a blood test once a year and getting a broad spectrum test on that.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's just a matter of saying to the GP, tick everything on that box, let's see what comes back. Because, you know, the one thing we tend to do is we only go to the doctor when we're feeling unwell. And if we're not sure that what is causing that unwellness, get the GP to tick everything, because at least you'll be eliminating more than inviting results. So at least you'll be eliminating it, you know, what might be causing your illness or might be causing you to feel unwell. And in relation to promotion, all GPs should come to the Gluten Free Living Show on the 6th of October to learn more about the disease, to learn more about the people who are living with the disease, and how we can work with them to support people who may be living with celiac disease in Ireland at the moment.
Jill, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks, Michael. Good to talk to you. Take care.
All the best. Bye-bye.